Okay, so Joss Whedon might be leaving Batgirl, but at least we got Aquaman good news here on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest
I
heroes.
Can't even look over there at you,
the legends of the universe.
Why? Why do you have sex with the air every
it's
time
not,
we
this
start?
It's not, this is like a dance. I'm like, hey-oh, hey-oh, hey-oh.
You're just imitating the song I was singing right before the
hey-oh,
show.
Hey-oh, hey-oh.
Now you're doing No Diggity?
No Diggity, No Doubt. Play on, player.
You're just imitating my words. Well, you don't even know the song.
I grew up with that song, Roxy.
Right,
I think it's a little
go
bit.
Go ahead, sing it. Mikey Christmas.
Way down in the low town. Diggy diggity.
What just happened? Well, it's going to be one of those episodes of DC Movie News today.
It's always those episodes when you were together.
It's a Moxie episode. That was the best high five we've ever had.
You know how to get the perfect high five?
You look at the elbows.
Yes, but I didn't look at your elbow because I'm awesome and I get a high five anyway. I'm a white guy. We don't, you know, we don't do much right, but we get the high five right.
Oh, I was going to say you don't do much wrong.
No, we do everything wrong lately. Trust me.
The truest thing you have ever said.
Politics lately, we're doing everything wrong.
Oh, boy. So that right there is Sir Mikey Christmas, Mike Kalinowski. Do we still go by Killer or are we something new now?
KO? Some people call me Killer. I was walking the other day, Josh Macuga, randomly on a street. Killer! I was like, Macuga!
That's not a legitimate thing to yell at somebody on the street.
I didn't think about that, but I smiled. No wonder when people looked at me like, ugh.
Like, imagine if you would run into Josh Macuga at the airport.
Right, and someone's killer!
Killer! Is that not even a funny joke?
That's not even a funny joke.
Anyway, then I'll go over to me. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Mike is at Mike Kalinowski. And, of course, that amazing Batmanthony in the booth.
Hey.
Hey, Batmanthony.
Hey there, everybody.
Oh.
Can't believe Joss Whedon is backing out on my girl. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's a great segue, too. I love it.
I know.
Hey, okay.
I don't know what to say about this. Because, there is good news this week. So I'm excited about that. But we have to start with this because it's the biggest news.
I don't know, Roxy. I was never excited for this movie. It just seemed like one of those ones. Remember, it got announced, and we're like, "Joss on Batgirl? Okay."
Well, it made sense because he's great with female-driven work,
right?
And so his
body of work, his filmography lends it to that.
It wasn't Joss on Batgirl; it was just Batgirl.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
not even who the director was, but Batgirl.
Yeah,
and it's kind of leads itself. I don't know. We posted the article's a little bit down further. We'll get back into this, but with Batgirl, we didn't know where it was going to be set. You know, it's you get all these ancillary Batman characters, and we still don't even have an official Batman movie coming with who's going to be Batman, and we're doing all his characters. And for me, I don't know about you, but Batgirl, I love. I'm more into Barbara Gordon as Oracle. I think it was such a stronger character. I think Batgirl out there and the way she's done, and every writer does her justice to her, but it seemed like another Bat character that can swing from buildings and fight. Oracle was a disability.
But there's never been a Barbara Gordon on our slate for DC movies.
Nothing.
I mean,
no.
were you more excited for Gotham City Sirens than you were for
Batgirl?
Yeah,
Batgirl just seems like a standalone film doesn't seem like a standalone. It doesn't seem like enough for, like, I want her with Nightwing, and I want Barbara Gordon in the. I love the Barbara
Gordon
in the wheelchair.
You might not be getting Nightwing either, which we'll talk about.
I know. So I was never. This was never a big thing for me. But
I was
it also
excited.
seemed like the time when they were taking DC movies right before Justice League had come out, and they were throwing stuff at the wall to see what stuck. You know, Shazam. That's been talked about for we
since
always
our
joke
original
about it.
Slate.
Yeah, so it's always been talked about. So to see that going forward, that's not a surprise. They finally got the right.
Well, it kind of was a surprise,
yeah,
actually.
But they're like, oh, a good surprise.
Yeah,
like, yeah, all right.
I was excited
but
for
this
Batgirl.
One. But even then, do you want to tie this in with Nightwing?
I like how it says Joss Whedon exit Batman. I don't know why.
See, we don't even like. We don't even think. But let's tie that in with the Chris McKay story.
All right.
So Chris McKay is focusing. He may
be focusing on Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons,
which I know is actually very exciting for a lot of people.
Right.
Unfortunately, not the people on this show.
And I, when I think Dungeons and Dragons, I think the '80s cartoon. I don't think of the people with the little miniature figures and the. the slates that they've set up.
Even
the,
after Stranger
set up
Things,
these
you don't think of that?
They set up these things and they have game masters and all that.
Did you watch Stranger Things?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's so
that,
much.
That would be making you think of it in this way.
Yeah. Big, but I know
not
that's
a big D&D guy, are
no,
you?
No, I am not. But I know that there are legions of devote followers to that. And I would not even want to step my toe into that as a director. Because that seems like...
You have to be so well-versed.
Oh, my gosh. That seems like... To think about comics and being in a exclusive club, if you will, where it's people might not feel welcomed in because there's so much history with comics. Dungeons & Dragons.
That's a real deal.
God.
But think about the opportunity to succeed, especially with how much money you could make from all
You
want to
talk
that.
About a cinematic universe.
Yes, but like I'm talking... T-shirts, action figures,
it's
just selling
thing.
More of the game, like resurgence in that. There's so much money to
be
made
the
there.
The tough thing, I think, with that, though, is also you face the Warcraft crowd, where Warcraft, I didn't see the movie, but people saw it, they loved it, but Warcraft is, again, a small we think of it because we are in the zeitgeist of nerddom and whatnot, but to the general population, to sell that movie... Dungeons & Dragons, you've got to get everyone involved. It's
the people who are obsessed, though. Like, I'm telling you, you know my boyfriend is obsessed with Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
And that movie has
been
in the works.
Is that part of Dungeons & Dragons?
No, but that movie has been in the works for a long time, too. And they follow religiously what's going on with the movie that they want to see
because
it's their world.
Let's take,
like, if you use emojis, you really wanted to see the emoji movie.
I guess so. Let's say that, you know...
That was a joke, Mike. Take time to laugh.
I know, Roxy, I know. let's say that... Let's say a comic book movies are out, new Avengers movie comes out. No one but the comic loving fans go see that movie. That movie will not make money. We are such a small.
But my.
And I know Dungeons & Dragons is probably a bigger fan base because that's international. It's worldwide. I just. And that's why movie studios and people don't understand. We were always like, well, why don't they make the movies for us? Because we don't generate enough money. You have to do something like Black Panther that steps outside and can invite people. I gotta say this real quick because we saw Black Panther and it's awesome. I'm sitting there with my friends, massive diverse crowd, and everyone's getting up to leave during the credits, before the credits. And I lean over my buddy.
What?
Hold on. I lean over to my friend and I go, dude, it's the 18th Marvel film. How do they not know? And he leans over he goes, Mike, a lot of these people have never been seen a Marvel movie in a theater.
Wow.
And it made, I was like, you are absolutely 100% right. And
yeah,
I was like,
they're just starting fresh.
Because they've never seen themselves represented. And they're like, why am I going to, for people, not even comic book fans, just random, everyday people. And I was like, oh my God, that is so true. And he didn't say
anything. Because I didn't even put the two and two together, but when I saw it, I'm going to say at least 3/4 of the theater left before the first opening credits scene.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah. They don't know that Marvel films have that.
Maybe some people don't want to see that. It's like not wanting spoilers?
No, they just didn't know that Marvel does that because they've never seen a Marvel film.
Yeah.
And they have no desire to.
That's so funny.
Because they weren't represented. And I'm like.
Very interesting.
So these movies, like, they've got to find a way to.
The point of this, though, and why you're correlating these two stories is because now what does this mean for the future of DC and what happened this past week that made them want to. Say no more Batgirl.
Now,
maybe
we have
Nightwing's
to look at this.
Getting pushed back.
We have to look at this in the sense that because he was like, he is now. Oh, are there other projects?
Who's he? Chris McKay.
Chris McKay is like, well, this is not going forward. I need to put food on my table, and
which
I'm sure
he can't blame him for
which he can't. But I'm sure he's being paid to develop Nightwing. He's not sitting there writing the script, thinking about production design, and not getting paid.
Yeah,
he's getting paid, but
not the same kind.
Something has happened. In DC, in WB DC, to now that he's gone, McKay is looking at other projects. We had a new promotion in the upper echelon of DC. We have it. It's the woman. Chantel Nong. Chantel Nong, right?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right? Why are you laughing at me?
It's the woman.
Because we had the guy.
She's a woman.
I was thinking about Walter Hamada, and I was like,
no,
a woman.
No, it's a female.
Yes, a female.
And she's
Chantel
now VP
Nong.
Of development
so she's,
for Warner Brothers.
She is... How can I say this? I'm going to say it. I don't want to say it. She's not underneath,
VP.
The position below, right below him. She's the VP. Walter was the president. She's.
It's her boss.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I didn't want to say underneath.
Top of. I get where you're
Thank
going.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was trying to be polite.
So there's shakeups. There's things
Something
going
has
on.
Happened.
Yeah.
Something has happened in WB. And because these things, it didn't happen this morning. And this I'm sure Joss probably knew.
Why do you think they didn't come out all at once with all of those things, though? Why do you think it's trickling out like this? Because
that, if it all came out one day, that's red flags. But this is something is changing at WB. Something
in a good way.
I think so. I think because let's think about it. Nightwing and Batgirl are ancillary characters, and they're characters that feed off of Batman. When we heard a Nightwing movie, I was like, what? We don't even know. We had the glass case with Jason Todd. We don't know where Nightwing is. Why are we doing a Nightwing movie?
You know how when people say things on air that they don't give their sources, they get slaughtered?
Oh, are we talking people in our circle of friends?
Yeah, just people in this industry. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I know.
Is this the news that you're going to tell me, but you couldn't tell me on air?
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing.
I'm.
But I don't know whether I should on air or not.
Okay, because you do not want to be the person that said about, hey, I had a friend that saw Wonder Woman and said it sucked.
Right, exactly.
It got destroyed.
Exactly.
People know, though, you are a DC supporter. You want this to succeed, so it's not looking at you. I'm debating, Roxy.
I know.
Because I was like, should we talk about this on air or not? I don't know, because I don't know what Roxy is talking about, guys. So
I have not said it to him yet.
So I think Adam knows, right?
Yes. But I don't know, because I can't give any sources. I can't say where information.
Now, let me say this. Did you say that because – do you have an actual source?
I have an actual source.
Do you have a deep throat?
What's a deep throat? Like a –
I'm dating myself here. It's the guy with Watergate, the scandal, the deep throat. The source was named Deep Throat.
So do you have a deep throat
in WB?
It is something that I believe to be true, but it is a friend who has a deep throat.
Oh, so you're getting friend of a friend.
Yeah.
You're getting secondhand. You're not getting firsthand. No, we're not talking about it.
Okay.
No. Okay. I think that's a good point. I think we're not DC movie rumors.
I know.
And if it pans true, we'll mark this date, 23rd, that you had something, and we'll know from the future
that
source is reliable.
Because I've seen people get eaten alive, and I get it. You're trying to save face, so it's like, I don't know. Here's what I will say. What I will say is
this is juicy today. Juicy DC movie news.
What I will say, oh my God, Ren, secondhand deep throat. I have a secondhand deep throat.
There's nothing worse than secondhand deep throat. Nothing worse
in the world than a secondhand deep throat. But what I believe is exactly what you're saying is that for Batgirl and Nightwing, they are trying to focus those around a Batman character that they don't know exists.
That we don't
right
know,
now.
And we don't have a Batman. Now, if these two came out and we had Matt Reeves' Batman and it came out and Affleck stayed or whatever, or Gyllenhaal came in, and then they announced these, yes. But the fact that they announced those before those, I'm like, Shazam was in the works for a while, mm-hmm. but Shazam also works by himself.
Unless you're trying to turn Nightwing into your Batman character,
but even then
I
think that is a terrible idea because you destroy tons of stories of Nightwing.
Yeah,
I think they need to focus on Aquaman, which is we'll get to. Shazam is going strong; they're filming. Wonder Woman 2 is getting ready to film.
Well,
I think these new people involved, Miss Nong and Walter Hamada, I think they said, you know what that didn't work. What you guys were doing, we need to refocus and streamline. I think they're streamlining because I think Suicide Squad 2, I think that has a stronger chance of going forward.
I don't know. I also have heard things about that too.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, I did see.
I don't
you,
know.
Did you watch Gotham by Gaslight?
Mm-mm.
It was awesome. But they had a preview for the new Suicide Squad animated, Hell to Pay or Highway to Hell or something. And it looks so good. They did it like a Grindhouse style.
Suicide Squad 2, I think, is we're seeing from the news that's coming out. It's struggling. I think it's struggling to figure it out.
I think it is, too.
Okay. Let's talk about Aquaman, though.
Okay, Aquaman.
Should we go with the good part of Aquaman first or the bad part of Aquaman first? All right. The good part of Aquaman is the fact that there was a test screening.
Okay.
The bad parts, we weren't invited. No, that's not the bad part.
Nah.
There was a test screening, and reactions are looking good. Emotional? And strong.
I heard.
Action sequences.
I heard it's very reminiscent of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
You have a friend who actually saw?
But hold on. I heard this news yesterday.
Yep.
And I instantly said, you know what? I'm not biting on this. We've heard it for BVS. We heard it for Suicide Squad.
Screen Rant?
I heard it on Twitter. It was out there that it was happening. We've heard it for BVS, Suicide Squad, Justice League, and I championed it. I was like, yep, you guys hear? Test screenings. People love it. And every one of those. We're wrong.
No, we heard not great things about BVS test screenings.
I heard good stuff. Okay. I remember that screening where, and it was wrong. It was lies. It wasn't. It was the bad script stuff, but people talk. So with this, I instantly said, you know what? I'm not buying it. I don't think a screening happened. I don't think this happened. But then someone in our group, and he's on Twitter, said, hey, yes, there was. He did not see it. He goes, yes, there was. And it here I hear it's really good.
So how does he know?
Because his friend was at it.
Oh.
I think he posted on Twitter. I'm going to look it up. If he put it on Twitter, I'll say who it was.
Okay.
To give him a shout out. So that made me go, okay, I believe it
happened. When you say someone in our group, what do you mean?
Our circle that we hang out, we see, we could talk to, we trust.
Trust.
And they are a pundit in somewhat in the business.
Okay.
I'm going to say that because he goes on a website. He has a show.
What Batman News said was, so far, two different sources told me they loved Aquaman. There's tons of action, but it's a very emotional movie as well. Don't forget, we also have months before Aquaman comes out.
This is probably a non-special effects finished.
Right.
I would not want to see this. We weren't invited. I would not want to see this.
If they had invited you, you would have gone.
I don't know.
Do not even lie to me. I don't know. Anybody right now in the live chat, or if you're later on, let me know if you think Mikey Christmas is lying.
Okay, it was Robert Meyer Burnett, he said.
Oh, cool.
Because he said, my source says Aquaman has a very Raiders of the Lost Ark vibe in the best ways. And I trust him. Not that he saw it, because he's not saying he saw it. His source. So he's not a guy that lies about stuff like this. Mm-hmm. So when I saw that, I go, oh, there was. And it was on the WB lot. So, and knowing with our screening how that happens, I could see where it's not a big deal. They just invite him into that room and said, okay, this is a test print of Aquaman.
I don't even think they tell them beforehand what it is.
Probably not.
They just show
up. But I don't know if it's random people or if it is people involved. I don't know. But it did happen. So I believe that it happened, and I believe the positive vibe now, because I know of people that have seen it that he would not blow smoke up to just say, oh, no, it's great. He would say, I heard my friend who saw it says it's wonky.
I'm just concerned because this is better than hearing there's test screenings and it wasn't good.
Right.
But just take this with a grain of salt.
Right. Because who is seeing this movie?
Right.
Are you seeing it? Because are you excited when you leave because you just saw Aquaman before anyone did and you're riding that high?
Hard. What people don't realize woe is me, I know, but when you see screenings, it's hard to gauge how a movie is because of the audience you're seeing.
But also look at us, the four of us coming out of Justice League. We were riding real high and we
thought that people were going to really like that movie.
We saw the movie and go, people are really going to like this movie.
We just thought they were because you don't have other people. It's not being influenced.
Yeah, people are not coming out going, oh, it sucks. Oh, man, we're in trouble again.
Yeah.
So I'm taking it.
Is that just because they love the Momoa character? Because if they're not seeing any special effects,
We're talking about, because people are talking about DC needs to reboot this and that. And I'm with certain people where they're not going to reboot just because you don't get rid of Gal. You don't get rid of Momoa. People love them.
I think that Momoa they could concede on. I love him. But Gal, how do you?
You cannot lose her. You cannot. And you don't restart. But we're going to reboot everything but keep her. Then they're not rebooting because she's still there. We're not going to talk about that.
I don't even know. Well, we are going to talk about Flashpoint, actually.
We are, aren't we? Are we going right into it?
Yeah, we got to get.
Yes. I think I lost the thing.
I'll pull it up.
Keep talking. Set us up. I got it right here.
So
this just happened moments before we started the air.
Hollywood Reporter
says new Flash directors haven't begun work because their deal isn't done. They were at the game night premiere last night, and they said, I'll get to it, we're still negotiating, Daly said, at the premiere of last night, directorial effort Game Night, a comedy thriller with Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams.
Deals are
in the works right now. They insist that they haven't started working on the script of the film called Flashpoint yet because we have to sign the deal. Hopefully it will work out. Joltzine then joked.
Like, hopefully it will work.
He joked, it's all about parking spots. If you give in, that you're all the way out of if you give in, then you're all the way out by craft services. You want a better spot than that. Hmm. Okay, they made a little joke about it because they're comedian writers. But again, we've talked about deals are until the ink's dry. They always talk about the Flashpoint director's revolving chair. It's always until the ink's dried, until you're on, you know, it's never.
If they do sign on this, though, Mike.
Look at the Han Solo. The ink was dry.
I know.
And stuff happens.
But
so.
I think that with all of the turnover on this movie Flash, that was first Flash, then Flashpoint, and everything that's gone on,
mm-hmm.
I think it will be a really bad look.
Oh, yeah.
If they... That's going to cause some major things. And I think that there isn't coming back from that. I think the movie is taken off of the slate if they do not sign for now.
Okay. I'm not...
Disagreeing.
Disagreeing. I think...
We can go back to Aquaman, but that was pretty big breaking news.
I don't know what to think of it. I don't know. But again, we come from
Brandon
a different...
Brandon Clay says Flash is never getting a movie. I don't think... never say never. It's never say never. But...
I just think some things happen so frequently, we get it out there. We don't know what's going on with these deals. You know, you want the ink to dry. It's like...
Yeah.
You know, you got to negotiate how many films and, you know.
Or at least have wet ink.
Yeah.
You need some kind of ink.
Yeah. You got to have the quill pen dipping it in the ink.
Dipping it? Yeah.
Dipping it. Just you got to dip it.
At least the dip.
A little bit of this.
Want to play just the dip?
Just the tip.
No, do you get what I'm saying?
Just the dip?
Just the dip. No?
Just for a little. I got it. I got it, Roxy.
Going back to Aquaman, wow, we have not made much headway in this rundown.
Oh, headway.
What? Does headway make you think of Dolph? Dolph Lundgren, who initially people were speculating was playing Mera's man, is playing...
He's the king.
The dad.
I thought we knew that.
I don't know.
Mera's man? No, I think he has a thing for her.
That's...
Right?
Well, now he's playing her dad.
They're saying that the relation in the comic was different. I tried to read these articles about... But he's the king. He's the current king of Atlantis, right?
He is playing, okay, here's coming from Digital Spy, what it says about him. Basically, this is a quote from Dolph speaking.
Okay.
Basically, I try to keep the peace down there along with Amber Heard, who plays my daughter. Then you have Nicole Kidman as Aquaman's mother. We're trying to avoid war between the surface and Atlantis.
Hmm.
That's what we got from him.
Interesting. Wait a second.
So there.
Hold on a second into that little blurb there, because we always assumed this was going to be Aquaman reclaiming his throne.
But now we're talking about
the surface. Because they talk about, because there was those shots of Aquaman on board a submarine. Oh, this might be. Oh boy, the plot thickens, and I wonder if that's why they're saying it has a Raiders of the Lost Ark feel. Because the Raiders, and there's a lot of the submarine action in the first one, and
oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Possibly.
And that because I was like, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it's all about Atlantis. I was like, how does that, but if we've got people on a quest for Atlantis, in there, I don't know.
Let's go to our man, James Wan, for a second.
Let's go to him.
Who, this was a little bit of an aggressive thing that happened here.
I feel bad because we reported on it. I was the one throwing that picture up.
I know. Remember last week we talked about there was a guy who posted Villalobos, who posted a picture that looked like he was editing the trailer of Aquaman.
And that was the picture I found and put
he
it
said,
up.
And he wrote and said, trailer scoring heaven today, # composer, # studio, # Aquaman, # old friends. And then Jason Momoa News tweeted and said, looks like he deleted his, or Instagram, looks like he deleted his post.
Right.
Maybe wasn't supposed to say anything yet. And Creepy Puppet, a.k.a. James Wan, said, because he has nothing to do with our trailer at all. I don't know who this dude is.
It goes to show you that anyone with any type of Photoshop skills and social media outlet can do anything and not believe everything. We fell for it.
I fell for it. Jason Momoa News responds, thank you for the update. That's so not cool, with an angry face. And James Wan says, well, he's totally allowed to do anything he wants, but that doesn't mean people should pick up any random news, random stuff out of the internet as news.
It's kind
of
like
we did.
What Mark Hamill, Heroic Hollywood did. They said, Mark Hamill says saying that Watchmen is his favorite film. And then Mark Hamill's like, no, I didn't. It's like, just because, like, we fell for it. I feel bad, guys. I was the one that put that picture out. I should have done research onto it, you know? But
you
get so excited for any bit of news.
Well, because why would somebody in the industry do that? He's a working person in the industry like that.
Look at Jonah Levi posting stuff every day. Like, can't show you what I'm wearing.
No, but they're already cast. I'm saying, why would somebody who's not?
But we
do
didn't.
That?
But because people that cut trailers, they're usually not associated with the actual production.
No, Mike. What I'm saying is, for him in his career, that was a stupid career move.
I don't think he was. I don't think he was in the industry. I think he's just some. I don't think he was a guy.
Oh, really?
I think it was just some... Okay. Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway. Next story, we...
Rick Famuyiwa.
Yeah, little shade.
It's not that much
shade. I didn't think it was shade at all.
It's slight shade. Remember when he was on Flash, but now he's not.
Yeah.
He tweeted a picture and a caption that said...
Now, he did not make that tweet. No. Someone else had done that. He just retweeted it.
So it's from the rap.
Yeah.
But then he did caption it. Saying Black Panther to top Justice League total U.S. box office in just 4 days. A lot of people have been upset with the fact that they're comparing these because they're saying Black Panther topped a lot of movies. Why do they keep comparing it to Justice League?
I got into it, and I do a jokingly friendly bout with my friend because they said that they said it's already beat the domestic box office. Mm-hmm. It's already beat Justice League's domestic box office. And I go, it also beat Cap, Thor, Logan,
yeah.
All these ones. But the fact that they use Justice League, that to me is the kind of crap I hate.
However, I will say that Justice League would be the more impressive one because
it's all of them together.
Yes,
but
yes.
It was all of them together, but it was after... If it be Justice League's take and they had done 5 solo films and had a great all together, yes. It was a hamstrung production that barely made it to the finish line.
Yeah.
The fact that it beat Logan, that's saying something. That Logan is critically acclaimed as... Some people think it's the greatest movie of 2017, comic book movie.
I don't either.
The fact that it beat Logan, that's what it should be said.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I just don't. I'm trying to get out of why
people are saying it.
I'm trying to get out of and away from stuff like that where people are constantly, like, the movie came out, like, there's one website that I've been going at kind of on the rampage against because they're constantly throwing stuff like that. And I'm like, that movie came out 4 years ago, it's 4 months ago, it's done. Let it drop. Anyway. I digress. It's not really shady.
Let's move on to talk about Shazam. This is okay. Here's where I will say my millennialness stops.
Okay.
Reddit. I don't understand.
I don't even know what Reddit is.
I don't get it with the votes up and the votes down and the.
Yeah, when I pull it up, I'm like, it looks like a spreadsheet from like the mid 90s.
I don't get it. What am I looking at? And the fonts and the whatever. It's right. Like, I just, okay. But apparently that was our source of news for this week. Because I guess Sandberg is on there talking about Shazam. People were asking questions.
Hmm.
And it seems to me like this is what he said. So somebody said, somebody's asking
Spit
if there's
out, rocks.
Any reason for them. It's hard to read. And somebody's asking if there's any reason for them to not use Fawcett City, any copyright issues. Mm. And he writes back saying, WB have already decided yes. Actually, if someone had managed to snap a shot of the suit last week when we were shooting outside, they would have released an official pic right away.
Yeah. But they said they got by it.
Since we got away with it, they want to do more of an official thing, and it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So that was said there. Then the next thing that was said via Reddit, which is just, again, still so confusing to me.
I don't get it.
Is the reveal... The reveal is not linked to that. No, here's something though. The suit has some similarities to his look in Justice League War.
Mm-hmm.
Once pics have been released, I can tell you more about the inspirations and where they came from and why certain choices were made.
Okay.
So that's just interesting that that's where our society is, that he's on Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a venue of choice for the director. Snyder loves Vero.
Yeah.
Certain directors love Twitter.
Yeah, so, but he's been Chris McQuarrie for Mission Impossible.
He's
an Instagram guy so far.
Chris McQuarrie is an Instagram guy?
No, Sandberg.
I don't know why he did Reddit. I don't know.
All right, moving on. This is something that we don't need to talk about, but shout out to Screen Junkies, one of my other homes. They did their Justice League Honest trailer, and it's been blasted all over the internet. They were very, very harsh on this film, as they are on every film, because that's what the goal of Honest trailers is.
I think the only movie that they weren't on, and I agree on it, is Winter Soldier. They're Winter Soldier. They're like, we can't really be mean to this because it's really good.
There are some where they're a little less, but they try to poke fun.
They poke fun at everyone.
And the guys over there, they poke fun at everyone, but also some of them really like this film. So it just is what it is. That's their MO.
It's what they do.
It's funny. They've got the jokes.
That movie comes out in like 2.5 weeks on Blu-ray. I'm excited.
piece of film that looks like it's being rendered right before your eyes, where yeah. this CGI villain steals these CGI boxes from their CGI hiding places.
Well, okay, movies use a lot of CGI. Moving on. We already talked about DC and the changes they're making with Chantel.
Yep.
Who's
welcome
VP
aboard,
Ms.
Nong.
Yeah, welcome. I don't know much about you.
I don't either.
But I hope you enjoy your stay.
Hopefully she will work well with Walter.
This is something coming from Jeff Snyder.
The In Snyder,
right out of his own studio, Meet the Movie Press. And he tweeted the other day saying, also from early January, I could literally post this shit all day, but I chose not to because I care less and less with each passing day. And then it is an image of the untitled Joker origin story project, which is slated to start May 1st, 2018. And then it has everybody listed who's on it, mostly Todd Phillips, Martin Scorsese, that group, John Berg, that group of people. What do you think about this?
I'm sorry, I thought something just popped up, but it didn't. I thought it was an updated story.
Any thoughts?
On this, with the Joker?
Surprising that it's May? Think it's true that they
maybe
put it
they're
there?
Maybe they're further along. Like maybe that's one of those films that has been got a script and going. I don't know.
Because
I'm,
it's standalone, but
I'm not.
So they don't
I'm
need
not
approval.
A Joker fan. You know, I could do without him. I think the pantheon of Batman villains are so much more rich. But also, if you're going to do a story about the villains, he's the guy that's going to get people in the seats.
Oh, for sure, he's the biggest. I mean, would you say he's the biggest villain of all time?
Oh, I would absolutely say that.
Me too.
If you take every comic villain, he's up there. He is the villain.
I think he's number one of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. I will not dispute that at all. And if you get someone like Joaquin Phoenix, he's an odd, like he is a risk, not just for people to see, but for your production. Like people were raving about him for Doctor Strange. There was that talk. I think Marvel's like, we're not dealing with that crazy train. And I just had this conversation with another friend of mine the other day. He's a brilliant actor, but he also marches to his own beat. And his
but doesn't like, Jared Leto as well?
And well, look, he's what, sending we, look people, what we got. That people really
I
don't,
liked his performance.
I know you did, but if he doesn't come back, no one's going to be upset. I think
there are plenty of people.
No smallest matter.
Like people who listen to Mars Volta. Is that the name of his band?
Mars Volta? I don't know. I don't listen to it.
All right. Well,
but I think
though.
That
it's
is a movie.
It's either shooting a mayor or it's not. We don't know.
But if you've got someone like Scorsese on board who's producing, that's the kind of guy that go, cut that shit and do the fucking movie.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that's like, you're sending dead cats to the crew? No. Marty Scorsese. You gotta do the role. That's my Marty. I don't know.
That was actually pretty good.
But Marty, I mean, Marty Scorsese, Marty, I say it like I know him. Mr. Scorsese is.
But don't you feel like you do?
Feel like you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah, seen so many of his movies. Faces. If he's going to make a Joker movie, it's going to be like Goodfellas and Casino. No one does gangsters better than Scorsese.
Also,
no one.
Do you think when you say, when you're whispering that it softens the blow?
Yeah, it softens the blow.
Does it?
You know what I'm saying. It gets the point across, but I don't come off as a...
Let's go Teen Titans.
Teen Titans! That was,
oh,
I channeled Adam.
Adam, we miss you. We miss you, Johnny. We miss you, Adam. By the way, both of them are on covert secret missions right now.
Yeah.
They seriously are both working, but I never know what I can say, what they're doing, if you can say. But both of them are doing big things in different places right now working. Teen Titans movie poster. Does this move the needle for you at all? It's a... play off of our DC.
This movie,
they can't save the world at all.
No, I do not like the cartoon. It is we talk about things made for certain audiences. This was not made for me. Even the original cartoon was not for me.
Fine.
It's okay.
Fine.
I think that's what's great about DC and the way that they
try to cater to everybody.
They do different things
audiences.
For everyone. I think that's one of the smartest things that DC does. We talk about things that they don't do well. DC does stuff like that incredibly well.
I agree with that.
There's
completely.
Something. There is something for everyone.
For everyone.
And I love that about DC.
Just like a good buffet. Anyway, Patty Jenkins. She talked about her
These
mom.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yada, yada, yada. Talking about her mom who
We don't
she
talk
sang
enough about
paved.
Patty Jenkins. It's been too long since we
I
talked
know.
About her.
I love her. And she was talking about her mom paving the way for Wonder Woman. This was an article coming from CNN. If you want to check it out. It was really sweet.
Oh, that's interesting.
There was nothing crazy in there, just kind of talking about her mom as an inspiration and It was sweet, and I love seeing that side to her, and we see it all the time between her and Gal tweeting at each other and whatnot. So go check it out from CNN.
Yes.
Moving on to the other woman that I just mentioned, who we love, Gal, who apparently reminds a lot of people of your type.
I've had some people say that my girlfriend reminds her. Yeah. There's another actress that I think she reminds me of, but I will say that. You said you have a type.
Who do you think it is?
I forgot who it was. She gets people say she looks like Kim Kardashian a lot, and I just like no, I don't.
Oh, really?
I don't want to believe
it. I
don't
think she does.
No, I don't either.
I don't think she does.
But there was another actress that I'm like, oh yeah, I have a type.
Yeah,
she fits totally. My type.
Most people do.
Yeah,
but she, you'll be happy to know, is presenting at the Oscars, which I think is actually really great because it would be wrong if she wasn't this year.
I would love to see her and Chadwick Boseman together presenting.
That would have been awesome.
How awesome would that be?
That would have been awesome. But she is presenting alongside a lot of great names, Mark Hamill being one of them.
He's gonna be there.
That could be a cool little duo of sorts. Let's see, Mark Hamill, Gal Gadot, Oscar Isaac.
The fact that Mark Hamill still is
Armie Hammer, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Rodriguez, Eva Marie Saint.
Gina Rodriguez gonna be there.
That's yeah, yep.
Jane the Virgin.
Yep. Zendaya. Yeah, that's your girl. Hey, I never worked with her in Annihilation.
I know,
and
I'm so proud of her.
Wonderful.
She just directed an episode of Jane as well.
Wow.
Yeah, it made a big deal. I was upset. I never got to work with her. All my stuff was with a lot of the other cast.
Is the door still open for you to come back to that show?
They've always said that. They always joke with the writers, and they're like, you didn't get killed off.
That's all you can hope for for one of these
shows. Yeah, it's all you can hope for. I don't think I'll ever be back, but I would love to.
But the door is open.
Anytime.
That's what we want.
The people over there, certain TV shows you work on, and it's just like you walk in, it's like, oh, they're just doing their job. Clocking in, they don't really like each other. Others, you cast love each other, and that cast loves each other.
That's awesome.
It was a great.
Such a good feeling.
And they were so welcoming to me.
You know what I love?
Real quick.
Oh.
I just want to say this right now. Gal Gadot, if she presents with Armie Hammer the next day, is he Green Lantern? Watch the tweets.
Your
favorite thing, though.
It's
time for...
It's time for Roxy Stryer's TV time. All the girls and Johnny's fine. Adam's cooking so good.
Johnny is fine. Also Adam's cooking is great. DC movie yours just is also Mikey Christmas time.
It's always Mikey Christmas time. It's only 10 months to Christmas,
you guys don't know this,
so.
But anytime that Mikey walks into the studio, everybody says, Happy Christmas! Merry Christmas!
I know. It's
like,
awesome.
What is happening? TV time
talking
is the biggest... What do you got?
Kevin Undergaro, he was saying when that meeting, he's like, there's a podcast that's Christmas all year.
You got to be
how the hell did I not think of that idea before that? Mm-hmm. And it's got like a bajillion followers. How did I not think of a podcast for Christmas?
You need to join forces.
How I did not know that or think of that, I'm so upset at myself.
Here's what nobody else thought of.
Oh my
gosh. But it's so brilliant.
Yeah.
This Brainiac image for Krypton that was released at first look. Heyo, I have not heard one person have a problem with this.
Let me say, I saw that yesterday morning. And I'm scrolling through my Twitter feed, and I passed by it, not even giving it a second glance, because I was like, oh, it's a fan-made art. Awesome. Because fan art is usually, like, when they especially Photoshop, is always great. It's always better than what we see. So then someone said, no, Mike, this is official. And I was just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That looks like the video game. That's Injustice
it
level.
It amazing.
Like, has beaten any live action...
What we're seeing and hearing, I will say, have gotten me more and more and more excited for Krypton.
This is the first thing that got me excited for Krypton. This is the first thing.
Have you been watching the
trailers? I have. I will say this. The set design is winning me over.
Yeah.
Because I remember the set design for Inhumans. But this Krypton, I was a little let down with Adam Strange when we saw him. And he had like the hoodie and I'm just like, that's not Adam Strange. I wanted the jetpack and the fucking cosmic suit.
But you never know what it involves.
I know. He might be eventually in it. I know that. But the more I see about this, the more excited I am. But that right there, that got me. And there's the trailer and they've got his ship. So I'm like, I'm watching the show.
You are.
I'm in board now. With that, when you do something like that, that's better than anything we've seen
Mikey
in the movies.
Christmas
that's
TV
better than the
time.
Movies. Yeah. Look at that thing. I always talk about, I want Man of Steel 2 and I want Brainiac to be the bad guy. You can't now because it's there. You can't.
That's not true. They could.
They could. Yes. Yes, Roxy. I know they could. They're allowed to.
We need to see Brainiac in a big way. And I'm happy that we finally are.
But that is just.
Wherever it is.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to some casting news. I don't watch Drop Dead Diva. It's one of the. But a lot of people were excited about that. You were on it?
Yeah. It was one of my first shows.
Really? Really?
Yeah, it's my first guest star role.
Did you ever work with this woman?
No, I did not.
So she's being cast as Elastigirl, girl, just so everybody knows. Her name is April Bulby.
Bulby, yeah. I don't know if she was on... I think I remember her from the show, but I was not with her. I was with... a lot of my scenes were with the guy actor. I forgot his name, but yes.
The description is an actress on the rise. Rita Farr was exposed to a toxic gas that altered her cellular structure, which in the comics allows her to expand or shrink her body Elastigirl. At will. Yeah. I already said that.
I know. I'm pulling
just telling
up,
the people.
I know you are. I'm looking through my feed right now because they also cast...
I have other casting news.
I think this is going to be one that you don't have. So continue.
What is it?
You do yours, and I'm going to do an addendum.
Bruno on Titans also?
That is Dr. Niles Calder, right?
As Chief?
Yep, Chief. Mm-hmm. Dr. Niles Calder.
I don't know how to say his last name. I was hoping you'd take it for me. Bruno Bashir?
Bashir. Could be.
Possibly.
Bobby Boucher?
Bobby Boucher. So Mazel Tov to him for being cast as well.
Mazel Tov. I got to find it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We also are excited to say that Matt Ryan, I know a lot of people were worried that Matt Ryan was only doing a one and done on Legends of Tomorrow, but apparently he is coming back as Constantine in
People
March.
Love that guy.
Yes, so stay tuned for March where he will be back
on
the show. And Mike, you've run out of time.
No. I'm in season, sorry. No! That's my, from Parks and Rec. No!
Yeah.
They cast Cliff Steele, who's the robot. He's kind of, his brain is implanted in the body of a robot. Mm. They just cast this actor. I believe he's out of Toronto. And I'm trying to scroll through.
Could he be a Felicity Smoke situation?
I don't know. I'm trying to find it.
Casting you from afar. All right. That's all you get. Anyway, I'll try to sign us out while you're doing that.
But don't sign us out yet.
Well, I'm going to.
No, I want to give a shout out.
Oh, who is it?
Jason Inman and his group
Love.
Of him and Ashley Robinson. They have a podcast, and they were doing. I guess they had questioned out like, who do you want to see in the DC TV world? And one of our viewers, I am blanking his name, but he wrote, he's like Mike Kalinowski for Hal Jordan, Green Lantern. He went into this thing about it, and then Ashley and Jason went into this great. Couple minute thing about me and why I would fit for Hal Jordan in that world.
That's so cool.
And then they got it trending. They were like, or not trending. It's not trending, but they got it. They want to trend it. It's like Mike Kalinowski for Green Lantern. And like everyone's now tweeting out to me. So I want to thank you guys for that.
That's so
like,
cool.
Like my heart. I'm like, that's the coolest thing
What's
in the world.
Than that?
It's not. To get it,
better. Getting it is
so if you want to tweet out to the writers of the show, because it was one thing to get cast on it, but you can't get cast unless he's written on the show.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to tweet out to the writers and the production saying, hey, we need Hal Jordan.
Maybe that.
I'll get out there.
I love
that. I'd love it.
All right, guys.
Anyway,
thank you so much for tuning in today for the Moxie Show.
We're done already?
Yeah, we're done. We've even gone over. Thanks, Batmanthony, for giving us a little bit extra time there.
He had it. See, there it is. That's the guy.
Oh, he's always got us. Yeah. Guys, Adam Gertler, you can find at Adam Gertler. Send him some love while he's on his missions. Johnny LaQuasto at Jay Quasto will be back here next week for you. He will be. I know he's been gone for like a month
He
and
might
a half,
be alone. I'm going to try and be here, but I don't know if I can be here.
He might even do it solo. So you guys maybe tweet us at DC Movies SK, whatever DC related questions you have. So he has some of you to talk to and tune in at 3 p.m. every single Thursday.
I will do my best to be there. Today just worked out that I was able to be here with getting in between.
For Moxie.
Getting in between work and whatnot.
After his pancakes.
With the lady this morning.
Yeah.
They were great.
I asked him if they were banana chocolate chip. He said no.
Sometimes
count.
I have s'mores pancakes. It's chocolate chip and
wow,
it's chocolate chips,
marshmallow,
and graham crackers
cracker?
On the pancake.
Where?
It's called BB's.
Damn.
And Burbank. It's delightful.
I gotta go. It's delightful.
Yeah.
I love that word, delightful. Oh. I'm at Roxy Stryer. Mike, where can they find you?
At Mike Kalinowski.
And don't forget, guys, if you are on YouTube, go to iTunes and give us that 5-star rate, comment, subscribe. That really helps us boost our numbers. And if you're on YouTube, leave a comment. Even if you're in the live chat, leave one afterwards. We read them every single week. We love hearing what you guys have to say. Helps us know what we should talk about and what we should not. We love you guys.
We're DC Movie News. Go see Black Panther because it's awesome.
Yeah, people were like, did I tune in the wrong show? Why?
Yeah, they
would. Black Panther?
Not Marvel News.
It's
but...
related because how one movie does talks about how another one does. No, Batmanthony, you can take us out. It's fine.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect
from
the
producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network.